This is Pastor Ron Franklin at Covenant Community Church, and you're listening to Covenant Living Today. Hi, and welcome to today's edition of Covenant Living Today. Today on our broadcast, we're teaching about letting the Word work for you.
Don't expect God to explain something you don't understand if you are not doing the stuff you do understand. Why would God go out of His way to give you more when you're not doing anything with what He's already given you? Amen? So if you have parts of the Bible that you don't understand, don't worry about it. Understanding will come as you stay in the Word, but the thing you need to do is make sure that you are applying, that you are doing the parts that you already understand. Go over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. Here's the bottom line on this. Here's what God tells us about His Word when we are faithful to accept it as the Word of God. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the Word of God, which you heard from us, listen to this, you welcomed it not as the Word of man, but as it is in truth the Word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe. God says, if you will accept His Word as His Word and put it to work in your life, it will effectively work in your life. See, that's the key. God wants to move us into abundant life, but how is He going to do it? By working the Word in our lives. Amen? He's going to work the Word. Go back over to Isaiah 55. Let's look at verses 10 and 11. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Catch what God says about His Word. God says, I send my Word forth with a purpose. I send my Word forth to accomplish a work. And when I send my Word forth, it will not return void. It will accomplish what I wanted to accomplish. What did we find out about God? He is sovereign. He does. He accomplishes whatever He intends to accomplish. And so when He sends His Word forth, it's going to accomplish what He sent it to do. Now catch this. God has a purpose and a plan for His Word in your life. Every time you hear the Word of God, God is sending that Word into your life to accomplish a purpose. God intends for the Word that you are hearing today to do a work in your life. And the promise that He has made is, if you allow that Word to do its work, He will not allow that Word to return void. It will accomplish its work. There is a purpose that God wants to accomplish by you being here today. I'm going to run through some scriptures right now, and you don't need to look them up, but you might want to write them down as I go through them. Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The first thing God wants His Word to be is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. It's supposed to show me the way. Amen? Amen? The only way I'm going to get to abundant life is if somebody shows me the way. And that's what the Word is supposed to do. And you know what the other thing that the Word will do? The Word will keep you from stepping into stuff you don't need to step into. I had the privilege of traveling in Europe a few years ago. And one of the memories I have of Amsterdam, Holland. Amsterdam is a city that is almost totally paved, and people have dogs. They love dogs. Dogs. Amen. And one of the things I found in this paved city of Amsterdam, since there were not parks and places for the dogs to go, the dogs would do their business just wherever they happened to be. So in walking down the streets in Amsterdam, you had to be careful where you put your foot. And I learned not to walk in Amsterdam at night. Why? I couldn't see where I was putting my foot. The word is a light unto my path and a lamp unto my feet. Sometimes it'll show me what I'm about to step into and keep me from stepping in some mess I don't need to be in. Amen. See, that's how the word takes us to the abundant life. When I allow the word to do a work in my life, when I am listening to that word say, this is indeed the word of God. And because it's the word of God, I am going to pay attention. I am going to heed it. God can use that word to keep us out of some trouble. Look at Psalm 19:7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. First thing it says is the word can convert you. Amen? And then it says, not only converting the soul, but making wise the simple. You know what the simple are? The dumb, the stupid. Amen? People who act dumb, people who act stupid sometimes. Let me just get a testimony here. Let's have testimony time. How many of you at some point in your life could have been described as simple? Amen. Or let's just put it in the vernacular, dumb and stupid. Come on, let me see. Amen. So what does the word do in your life? What does God intend for it to do? Make wise the simple. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you don't ever need to let anybody call you dumb anymore. You got the word of God, hallelujah. And what does the word do in your life? It makes wise the simple. It's okay that you used to be simple. It's okay that you used to step in some mess you didn't need to be in, amen? But now you are being made wise by the word of God. Go over to Psalm chapter 17, verse 4. When we allow the word to do that work in our lives of being a light unto our path, a lamp unto our feet, when we follow where the word leads and look and see what the word is telling us to stay out of, here's what the word will do for us. Psalm 17, verse 4. Concerning the works of men, by the word of your lips, I have kept away from the paths of the destroyer. Hallelujah. The word will keep you out of the path of the destroyer. Does anybody in here have any enemies? Anybody have any enemies here? Somebody that doesn't like you, that would do you harm? Anybody have any enemies like that? Now, those of you who didn't raise your hand, let me tell you something. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the word of God tells us you got an enemy. In fact, it says he is walking around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may destroy. And guess what? He knows your name. He knows where you live. He knows your children. Some of you say, he is my child. No, don't say that. Amen. Don't say that. No. The word says you've got an enemy that will do everything he possibly can to trick you, to deceive you, to do whatever he can in order to try to destroy you. The thief comes only to do what? To kill, to steal, to destroy. That's his purpose in your life. And God says, I have sent my word into your life to protect you, to keep you away from the paths of the destroyer. Psalm 94, verses 12 and 13. Blessed is the man whom you instruct, O Lord, and teach out of your law, that you may give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit is dug for the wicked. The word of God will give you rest from the days of adversity. In fact, it will keep you at rest even in the days of your adversity. Amen? Amen? Psalm 119, 49. Remember the word to your servant upon which you have caused me to hope. Let me tell you something. Whatever your situation in life, whatever's happening in your life today, you can have hope in the Word of God. The Word has an answer for you. Amen? God's going to use that Word to work in your life to bring you through. Psalm 107, verse 20. Look at this. I love this particular one. Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent His Word and healed them. Hallelujah. He sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. I don't care what's going on in your life, whether it's something in your body physically, something in your mind mentally, something in your situation, whatever it is that you need to be healed from. Do you know what you need? You just need the Word to be sent into your situation. Amen? He sent His Word and He healed them. All it takes is the Word of God to bring healing in your life. That's what God intends. That's what God gave the Word for. That's what He's aiming it into your life right now, to be the instrument by which He brings healing into your life. If you have any problem in your body, you need to be applying the Word and speaking the Word concerning that situation right now. Let me tell you, if you have a headache, you need to be speaking the Word over your headache. Amen? If you got a split fingernail, you need to be speaking the Word over a split fingernail. Now you say, that's trivial. How many of you know that a split fingernail can lead to infection? You can lose a finger. You need to speak the Word, amen? Because God gave you that Word to bring healing into your life for whatever it is that you're dealing with. Psalm 119:45. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and what will it do for you? The truth will make you free. And He said, thy word is truth. Psalm 119:50. This is my comfort in affliction, for your word has given me life. The word has given me life. Here's the bottom line on this. Go look at this one. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29. Jeremiah 23, 29. Look at what God intends the Word to be in your life. Jeremiah 23, 29. Is not my Word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? God says His Word is a fire and it's a hammer. How many of you feel like sometimes you got some big rocks in your life? Some big stuff that's just weighing you down. And you can't seem to deal with, you can't seem to handle it. Do you see what God says? My Word is like what? A hammer. And I'm not talking about one of these little Ace Hardware hammers, amen? I'm talking about the big thing that you take that brother and go wham! And what does it say? There's no rock in the world that can stand up to that hammer. Whatever's going on in your life, the Word of God can be the hammer that God uses to break it up, move it out of the way, when you begin to apply the Word, when you let the Word do its work. But I have to tell you something. The work of the Word in your life is not automatic. The Word will not automatically work in your life. To get the results that God intends for you to have through His Word, you're going to have to learn to actively work the Word in your life. Down in my basement, I've got a treadmill. It's a good treadmill. It works. I paid almost $500 for that treadmill. I have not been on that treadmill in months. How many of you know that that treadmill is doing me no good except collecting dust in my basement? Amen. Amen? It's a valuable treadmill. Amen? If you want to pay me $500 for it, you got it. Why? Because as long as I am not working it, what? It does me no good. It is valuable. It was there for a purpose. But if I don't work it, it doesn't do me any good. That's the way the Word of God is in your life. If you don't work the Word cannot do you any good. But wait a minute, you're saying. Go back to Isaiah 55. Look at verse 11. You're saying the whole thing that we started off talking about today is the fact that God says that His Word will not return void. Let's just read this again. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. So how could it be that you could hear the word and it not have an impact in your life, not do anything in your life? Oh, the word will do something in your life, but it may not accomplish God's intended purpose for your life. Go over to Luke chapter 8 right quick. A story that you're very familiar with, verses 11 through 15. Luke chapter 8. Jesus had told a parable about a sower going forth to sow seed. Amen? And now he's explaining the parable. Luke chapter 8, starting with verse 11. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. But the ones on the rock are those when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these, having no root, who believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. Now the ones that fell among the thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. Do you see? The word went forth into all these people's lives, but only one out of four saw fruit. Only one case out of four did the word accomplish what God had intended for it to accomplish in that person's life. The word, if it has not worked in your life, will do you no good. But that still leaves us with the question, well, if God says his word won't return void, why will it not accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish in my life? Understand this. God has two purposes for his word in our lives. Number one is to bless us, as we just talked about. It is the vehicle of his blessings. But let me show you the second purpose. Go over to John chapter 12. Look at verse 48. John chapter 12, verse 48. He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. Do you see it? God's desire, his purpose and his plan is that the word will work in your life unto blessing. But if you do not allow the word to work in your life unto blessing, that same word that you rejected and neglected, that's the word that will judge you. When you stand before God one day and he opens up the books, he will point to the word that you had already heard or the word that you neglected to hear. And it will be that very word that judges you. No, the word will not return void. It will do its work. But would you rather have that work be the work of blessing or the work of judgment? God is going to work his word in your life. See, you're here. You can't escape. You can't say, Lord, I never heard. You heard. Amen. You heard. The word has come forth. And so that word will either be unto you blessing or it will be unto you judgment. Oh, man, think about somebody who, and of course now, catch it. Catch this very carefully. Christians don't play the lottery. Amen. Amen. I need to get a bigger amen than that. Christians don't play the lottery.
Amen.
Amen. But think of somebody who had a lottery ticket, put it in his pocket, sent his clothes to the laundry. When his clothes came back, the ticket was gone, and they announced on the radio that day that that number ticket won $90 million.
Wow.
Some of you still looking for your $90 million, aren't you? No, I think, how would he feel about that? How could I have been so stupid? I had it in my hand. I had a fortune in my hand. And because of my negligence, my laziness, my neglect, I let it go. He would regret it for the rest of his life, wouldn't he? Think how you would feel one day standing before God, looking at what God had for you, looking at the blessings in life that He intended for you, if you had just taken hold of His word and put it to work in your life and you let it go. You kept it in your pocket and eventually it slipped away from you. And you have to look back and say, I had it. I had a fortune and I let it go. Either the word is going to bless you or it's going to judge you. And I don't want that kind of judgment in my life. Well, how do you let the word work for you? I'm going to introduce something that we're going to talk about over the next several weeks. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands on this, but do any of you have HBO on cable and you're coming into your house? If you got HBO, you don't need it. Amen? I ought to get an amen. 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 If, you know, I don't have HBO, but I look at the listing sometime, I don't see anything on HBO that you need to have as a Christian coming into your house. Amen? I can see we got to work with this one. Some of you need to call the cable company tomorrow. Amen? Amen. You don't need HBO on your TV because HBO will not minister life to you. It'll only minister death. You don't need HBO on your TV, but you need HBO in your life. You need HBO in your life. Here's what HBO is. You need to hear the word, you need to believe the word, and you need to obey the word. Amen. HBO. Amen. You want to know how to get the word working for you in your life? You need to hear the word. That means you need to take whatever steps you need to take. Go where you need to go, do what you need to do in order to hear the word on a regular basis. You need to not let anything get in the way of your hearing the word on a regular basis. Why? That word is going to work out God's purpose in your life. Amen? And not only do you need to hear the word, you need to believe the word. That's what we've really been talking about. The word, the Bible, the word of God. It is God speaking to us. How many of you know that God is not a man that he should lie? Amen. If he said it, he will do it. Hallelujah. And so if you believe it, that's like opening up the door that you can walk through into the place of blessing that God has for you. When you believe that his word is true, and therefore you're willing to do what it says. And that takes us to the third point. You can hear the word, you can even believe the word, but until you obey the word. The Bible says that if you just hear and don't obey, all you're doing is deceiving yourself. That word will do you no good. Hear, believe, obey. And here's the point I really want you to see for the whole message today. English students, hear, believe, obey. What part of speech are those words? They're verbs. They're actually imperatives, but they're verbs. And a verb is, English students, a, what kind of word? An action word. What does that say? If you want to see the word work in your life, you're going to have to take some action to work the word. Amen? I'm glad that you're here today. Praise God. I'm glad you're here, sitting here hearing the word. But if you just sit here and hear the word and don't do anything else, that word will not do a thing for you. You got to take some action. Hear, believe, and then do what? Obey. So my challenge to you is, before you leave here today, what are you going to do about the word you heard today? What plans do you have for putting this word to work in your life? What kind of action are you going to take regarding the word that you may not have taken before? Now that you know that God sends his word into your life, every time you hear it, every time it comes forth, every time you open up your Bible and begin to read, God has a purpose that he wants to accomplish in your life through that word right then, right here and right now. Now that you know that, what are you going to begin to do to put the word to work in your life? What are you going to do tomorrow morning when you get up that's going to begin now to work the word in your life in a way that you haven't done it before? What are you going to do during the rest of the week? What's going to happen between now and next Sunday that's going to show that you just didn't hear this word today, but you also made the commitment, I'm going to put some action behind it. It's an action word. And I'm going to do something about the word that God has given me. Bottom line, you've got to value the Word of God highly in your life. It cannot be second place to your TV set. Amen? It cannot be second place. Catch this. Even to you getting that 9.5 hour sleep you love to get every night. It cannot be second place to going out and having a good time with your friends. You need to value the Word so that you are willing to put some action behind it so that it can work in your life. Go over to Psalm 138, verse 2. Psalm 138, verse 2. Let me show you the value that God places on His Word. Psalm 138, verse 2. I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word above all your name. Do you see it? The word says God has magnified his word above his name. How many of you know that the name of God is without anything comparable to it? There's nothing like the name of our God. Amen. There is nothing higher than the name of our God. The word says that at the name of Jesus, what's got to happen? Every knee is going to bow. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Oh, there is nothing higher than the word of God, except God himself says he has magnified his word even above his name. Are you passionate about the word of God today? Are you passionate about the word? If I gave you a choice of whether you could sit down and watch Oprah or get out your Bible, would the word win? Hallelujah. Now you notice I say, if I gave you a choice, you had that choice last week, didn't you? It may not have been Oprah, it may have been some other program, amen. But did the word even get equal time? I'm not saying that you have to read the Bible all the time. Wouldn't be a bad idea. Amen. Because in Psalm chapter 1, what does it say? Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in what? The law of the Lord. And in that law, what does he do? He meditates how often? Day and night. And that's the man who's like a tree planted by the rivers of water. His leaf comes forth in due season. And whatever he does, what will happen? He will prosper. Hallelujah. Be serious about the word. Be passionate about the word. Every time you open it up, God wants to do a work in your life. And if you let it, that word will not return void. It will accomplish what God intended. And it will bring you to abundant life.
This is Pastor Franklin. Thanks for listening to Covenant Living Today. This broadcast is an outreach of Covenant Community Church. We're a young congregation where the focus is on teaching the Word of God with clarity and integrity so that our members not only understand the Word, but know how to put it to work in their lives on a day-by-day basis. And because we're young, we have some great opportunities to serve. Perhaps you're looking for a church where you can both learn the Word and serve the Lord. If so, why not come and visit with us? Our worship services start at 10:30 every Sunday morning. Plus, we have Bible study every Wednesday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Covenant Community Church is located at 1745 Dairy Street in Harrisburg. And if you'll come to the corner of 18th and Dairy or 18th and Berry Hill, you can't miss our building. For more information or directions, or for a CD of today's message, please give us a call at area code 717-232-5299. That's 232-5299. Or visit our website at covcomchurch.org. That's covcommchurch.org. This is Pastor Ron Franklin, inviting you to be listening for our next broadcast of Covenant Living Today.